You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on Trillville Thursday. College Football Corner just a couple minutes away. Back page with Bo as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Well, maybe we could talk a little bit more about, I mean, some of the details of that terrible performance last night from the Hawks. We kicked off the show talking a little bit about that, but also the fact that a bunch of people in the NBA got arrested by the FBI this morning for gambling. That was not, you know, you never see stuff like that coming. But, like, in this era of that, where they're just people getting in trouble, professional athletes, former athletes or whatever, getting in trouble for gambling has just happened a lot more the last handful of years. An active coach in
that's
one of the big three professional sports getting arrested for being involved. Now, his is different, just for people that maybe are just joining us and don't know. Terry Rozier was arrested for gambling on games, on NBA games, on himself, really, prop bets and stuff like that, which is something we've seen before with other athletes. Chauncey Billups is being accused of being involved in fixed poker games put on by the mafia, which is a plot from a movie. Like that's a plot from a movie. I have so many questions, and maybe we'll find out as the story unfolds. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but like, how do you even get involved with something like that? If you wanted to be like, ah, yeah, I could help the mafia out some of these games, get some of my rich buddies to play, or maybe attract other people to want to be a part of the game. I don't even know where to start.
Unless there's some kind of crazy world in which all of this was happening without his knowledge and he was just like getting an appearance fee.
Yeah, that's what they'll say. Yeah.
Well, that would be my first like question was like, is there any world in which
you were just getting an
appearance
poker
fee and whatever. By the way, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. I assume they can't fire them yet without the cause official, and they'll wait.
The Blazers played their opening game last night. Like, they played the Minnesota Timberwolves.
What would the FBI have done if it was a road game?
Waited until they came back? I don't know.
Well, I was talking with my buddy who works for the Blazers before all this happened. They're like, we get one home game and then we're on a 3-game trip. Ooh. Like, they're on a 3-game trip. Like, what if
I didn't even think about that part of it. Like, because I used to do a morning show in Portland on the Blazers radio network. Like, if we had to get up this morning and go do a show on that, that would have been all right. So, Blazers lose last night. Anthony Edwards goes nuts. That's not the story, though. Head coach, federal custody. He's been arrested.
They are home for another one tomorrow. But like then they start a three-game road trip.
I know we live in a world where insane stuff happens constantly, so maybe we're a little bit desensitized to it. But the head coach of an NBA basketball team being arrested for gambling the day after the season started is nuts.
So
it's nuts.
You know how Twitter kind of sometimes will cut off like a tweet if there's too much and you have to click on to read the full tweet?
I almost never click. I don't care.
I do, depending on what I'm looking at. And so whatever tweet I saw at first was like, blah, blah, Terry Rozier and Chaunt. It just starts C-H-A-U.
Oh.
And then in my head, I'm like, well, I only know one.
There's only one.
There's one that starts with Chaunt. And I'm like, surely the head coach of an NBA team is not involved in sports gambling. And technically, no, he was involved in cards and all sorts of other stuff. I had to click on it. It's like, oh my, like, it's actually Chauncey Billups. Like, the crazy thing isn't that we got sprung with a NBA and a guy's getting arrested, but the fact that it was Chauncey Billups, NBA Hall of Famer, $300 million, head coach of an active team getting involved, that was the surprise to me.
Yeah. Here's how I always know something is bigger than just our bubble, our sports bubble.
Some non-sports person texts you about it.
Because my wife is a news producer. Yeah. Like, she produces a TV news show every single day on CNN. And when she texts me about it, I'm like, oh, they're going to talk about this? Dang, Yonsei's cooked. They're in trouble, man. If they're doing it on Inside Politics on CNN, they're in the... She's like, do you know any good gambling people? And I was like, I don't know. Put me on TV. Put a tie on. I give my takes. Put me on there. Correspondent.
Didn't happen?
No.
They said no. They went in a different direction?
Yeah, even my wife's like, no. We need someone bigger than that.
Do you ever think like... they're not going to do Chauncey's legacy right when talking about this story. Like, they're not going to mention the NBA championship. Yeah. They're not going to mention the Hall of Fame. Right. They're just going to be like...
I would want to interrupt and be like, fair point. He is in trouble now with the FBI. I do want, for the record, people to remember that he was the captain of the only team we can think of that won an NBA championship without a superstar, okay? So put that on there for the record. That 04 Pistons team needs to be remembered in Chauncey's
legacy. One of the best leaders in NBA history and one of the more clutch players in NBA history. I just want to make sure that we have all the facts out there.
It's Mr. Big Shot, okay? This guy. This is the guy we need to
remember.
That's
what that gambling ring said when they invited players to the...
Indeed. All right, so... let's talk about some of these big games coming up on Saturday.
Great schedule.
Game day is going to be at Vanderbilt as their storybook season continues. They've got Missouri, who's a good team, obviously coming off of a loss just a couple of weeks ago. I'm interested in this one for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it's number 15 versus number 10. The Diego Pavia story continues to be really fun.
I think it gets annoying this weekend.
Annoying how?
The Pavia stuff. It, just with game day, there's going to be just a massive amount. Much.
Oh, I mean,
I think there's a line.
So,
yeah.
I get it. So I don't know that I'm going to be... He's earned it, too. Like, and it's also... It really is. Sometimes we do this with stories, and it's a little bit like, all right, like, that's a little over the top.
Right.
Like, this dude has made Vanderbilt that.
Yeah, all of it is earned. I don't disagree.
Vanderbilt
but
has never been this.
There can still be like, all right, man, we get it. Like, I get it.
I don't know.
I get it.
I understand what you're saying. I hope I don't get there like that because just enjoy it. It's a really fun story.
Do you think they do a sit down with Johnny Football?
I do wonder maybe, but I do wonder if this is their first time doing this. Like they've kind of been, rising in.
You're talking about Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, it's a distraction, man. Like you got to do a lot of extra stuff when game day is there. It's not, Johnny Football might do a sit down, but Diego Pavia is definitely going to, and a couple of other people on the team are definitely going to, and their head coach is definitely going to, and they're going to be there all week long because they got 3 hours. That's a bunch of features they got to do. And I've heard that there's some pretty big time performances, like music performances that are going to take place. Like,
yeah,
this is
a country takeover.
This is a rock. Country show. This is
Post Malone.
This is a big thing coming to town
on
that campus that has not been there. Like ever. I know they had game day one time years ago, but this is different than that. I just want like that's a lot going on for some kids trying to win a football game on Saturday against a talented team in Missouri.
And here's the other problem, Bonk. You don't get game day if the other team's not also dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, hey, we're dealing with these distractions, but we should still be able to go out there and handle business. It's a good Missouri team. And I know they dropped in the rankings after taking a loss to Alabama. That was a tough game. That was a hard-fought game. And so they're not going to feel bad about anyway. If anything,
they want to ruin their party.
They're good, right. Yeah. They're a little bit of, not that you need any extra motivation, a top 20 matchup in the SEC, but
I bet you there's a number.
I think everyone.
Game day would never want to publicize it because they want people to want them to come there, and people want them to come there.
Okay.
But I bet there's a number of schools in situations kind of like this where they're not normally in the national spotlight, and then they come midseason and spend the whole week like lauding you with praise and taking your attention in different places and lose those games. Like,
Sure.
I bet that is a factor in some of this stuff. Anyway, I hope not. I hope the Pavia story continues. You're right. Missouri is really good. Bo Prabula's been fantastic. What do you think about the A&M LSU game, Bo? I mean, that's a night game in Death Valley. Obviously, there's a couple losses. It kind of feels like
already ruled what weeks out
kinda,
again.
It kind of feels like if you lose another one, you're out of this thing.
For
and
sure.
You got A&M at home, which is a great thing that you're at home. You're going to turn around in 2 weeks and have Alabama. So two top five teams in 3 weeks. Yeah, man, they may be in trouble. Nuss had, you know, is not turning the ball over, but he's also not throwing the ball.
Right. It's just not dynamic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
A boring offense.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing is just, this is the third-ranked team in the country, and no one talks about them.
It's true.
I mean,
completely
nobody talks
the radar
about them.
A&M. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At number three.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? And so I think this is an opportunity for them, I guess. Like, they've played some good, tough opponents here. This is another opportunity for – I think the country needs to wake up to what this team's doing.
Well, I think that's part of it, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they've got one really good win, and they beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's a good team. Mm-hmm. And that was a really fun game for people that didn't watch it. 41-40. It was back and forth. It was crazy. But they've had a pretty favorable SEC schedule thus far. And even still, Arkansas pushed them last week. Like – Arkansas put 42 points on them last week.
New coach.
Well, they've done it twice. Two weeks with the new coach, they put up a ton of points. They've lost. But, yeah, you're going to find out. Because at LSU, you beat LSU at night to stay undefeated, number three in the country. People noticed for sure. Missouri the week after that. South Carolina, Texas to wrap it up. So there's some ranked teams still on their schedule. But, no, that's a good point. For how good Texas A&M has been, they're a little bit under-talked about. There's a lot of stories in college football.
No doubt about it.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.